didn't tell me you were gonna kill it.
Comedy Podcast. Halloween Edition. Welcome back.
How's everybody doing? It's Ken Allen bringing you the Halloween Spectacular. It's good to be back. It's good to have a little free time to work the inner cogs and write out a couple of stories for you and some concepts. I hope you're all feeling good. Frost is on the pumpkin and it's getting a little chillier out. Finally, holy crap, it's been a hot Indian summer. And let's get a little rain, huh? That'd be nice. Over here in California, we're in a bit of a drought. I don't want to timestamp this and so you know, but yeah, it is the Halloween special of 2014, so you're gonna know anyway if you listen them back 50 years from now. There goes that, there's that jet. You're gonna remember you, oh, I was on that jet when it flew over, and that was over Unitet Studios in beautiful Berkeley, California. It's good to be bringing this to you, and I just want to say, if you enjoy it, pass it on to friends, TromedyPodcast.com. And at iTunes as well as Stitcher Radio. Listen up. This is meant to get the hair standing on your neck. This is meant for you to just make sure you double check that corner of the hallway, because it looks like there's something more than just a broom. Just remember, this is all for fun. We're usually scaring ourselves for realsies. This is just for funsies. I hope you enjoy it. PCR M99-1462419. Arrived code 3 to residence of Miss N, a 62-year-old female with multiple burn injuries. Patient met engine company Alpha and paramedic ambulance company Kilo at the front door, wearing a singed nightgown. The patient was alert and oriented to person, place, and time, but had no recollection as to the events surrounding her burn injuries. According to Miss N, she had been experiencing nausea and heartburn earlier that evening, and had gone to bed after taking Pepto-Bismol and antacids in the hopes that she could sleep it off, unquote. She had felt aches and pains throughout the evening, and when she awoke, she found burns to her face, chest, and abdomen. Concerned and perplexed, she called 911. Patient assessment found a 4-inch diameter, second-degree burn on right cheek, extending down to the nape of the neck. Additionally, there were deep second-degree burns and 4 to 6 inch diameter blisters under the patient's right arm, as well as third degree burns and charring to 5% of the chest, stretching from the right mid-axillary region across the epigastrium to the left breast and just under the left upper quadrant of abdomen. Patient's words sounded fuzzy and dry-mouthed, as if she were dehydrated and or nervous. When asked, Miss N denied consuming alcohol within the last 24 hours. Negative smell of alcoholic beverages on breath. Patient denied any recent use of recreational or prescription drugs. A search of the bedroom found no electric blankets, heating pads, or thermal devices of any sort. No evidence of burned clothing was found aside from patient's gown, which she wore. In the kitchen, the stovetop was clean and the pots and pans were neatly stowed, with no signs of recent cooking. In the bathroom, the curling iron was cold and stored in vanity, with the cord wrapped around the heating element. Hair dryer, likewise, was cold and hanging on hook. No charring, burning smells, or signs of fire were found anywhere throughout the home at that time. Chest and abdominal burns were flushed with sterile water until cool, then bandaged with dry, sterile petroleum gauze and roller bandage. The IV was established for the purpose of pain management. However, an opportunity to give morphine was not possible due to the events that followed. The order and specificities of the events that transpired next are described in slightly varying accounts by each caregiver on scene. Several particulars have been included in this patient care report to make the event more comprehensive and believable. For individual reports and detailed statements, please see Unusual Occurrence Report, which is attached at the end of this PCR. While questioning Ms. N., she began complaining of increased nausea, epigastric pain, and heartburn. Patient stated it felt worse than it had earlier that evening. She began to retch and burp deep, long, foul-smelling belches. An emesis basin was retrieved from the gurney and given to the patient. Patient's breath smelled of sulfur and barbecuing meat. Several members of the crew stated that they could see smoke being exhaled with each breath, as well as some kind of ash. Firefighter paramedic A stated that he could see the hairs on the patient's head, quote, burning like fuses towards her scalp, end quote. The room took on an odor of ozone, burning hair, and cooking meat. Ms. N's body then doubled over, fell on the bed, and began to smolder. Firefighter paramedic A stated, quote, I was still holding the bag of saline, and when I looked at the drip chamber, I could see that it was then boiling. It reminded me of the Christmas lights my grandparents used to put on the tree, end quote. At this point, the patient finally began to vomit. An emesis basin was placed between her face and the bedspread, but what landed into the basin itself was not liquid, but what appeared to be embers of charcoal. The coals were red and white hot ash and instantly burned through the plastic of the emesis basin, igniting the bedspread instantaneously. Engineer L retrieved a towel from the corner of the room and ran back to smother the patient in it. However, before he could, the patient's body suddenly jerked and shot upright into a standing position at the foot of the bed. Engineer L recounts, quote, she opened her eyes and both sockets were on fire. The towel was found lying next to where Engineer L had stood, with no signs that it had ever been used to extinguish the patient. When she next opened her mouth to presumably vomit, first deep black soot, then an approximately 3-foot-long orange flame bellowed into the air. The flame lit the patient's hair, face, and gown on fire, and she fell back onto the bed. Due to the sudden, unexpected loss of scene safety, Engine Company Alpha and Medic Ambulance Kilo crews retreated outside of the house, where the engine crew retrieved both the water and dry chem extinguishers. Upon re-entry into the home, they found the patient's body on the bed in late stages of complete incineration. She and the bedspread were doused with water and dry chem. Firefighter O was treated for a sprained ankle, a sprained wrist, and superficial abrasions on both palms from accidentally falling down the front stoop during the rapid evacuation of the residents. He denied any further treatment or transport to the hospital via ambulance. The patient, Miss N, was pronounced dead on scene due to total incineration at 040900 hours. Both crews remained on scene until coroner arrived, and a detailed verbal report was then given. For further info, please see attached unusual occurrence report, as well as the coroner's autopsy, numbered dash.
Damn it. Thank you. fuck was that? The fuck was that? Hello? 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 I got a fucking gun. What the fuck is the window doing open? What?
The audio plays you've heard this evening were brought to you by Unitet Studios Limited. Happy Halloween. Thank you. And if you've got it, ladies and gentlemen, use it. Good night.